Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Remember the date. Sunday, August 21st. When Dana Wright will be appearing on stage in Sister Act out at Starlight Theater, joining a very heralded cast that includes Hartzell Gray on Another Day, Pat McGonigal from Fox 4, our very own Brian Busby.
I haven't even talked to Busby about this yet.
He's going to be out there in the cast on August 17th.
The mayor.
On August 16th.
The mayor and I are bookends. He is beginning the show on the 16th. I will end the show on the 21st. We could not be more excited. I kind of want a proclamation. Not going to lie.
What?
A proclamation.
Like a whereas and therefore?
Yeah, I want a whereas and a therefore. Which, speaking of whereas and therefore, whereas and therefore, you hear many things on the Dana and Parks program.
Therefore, it must be true.
I have a girlfriend who works in the medical field, and I get this about an hour ago. Dana, I am cracking up. I did not get to listen to your show yesterday, but whatever you talked about has caused a stir. I have had three patients tell me that their husbands are mad at them because the wives are making them move their garage refrigerators to the basement or get some kind of kit to prevent fires. I love it.
No way.
Wait. So if you missed the show yesterday, I'm Smokey Bear over here, people.
Okay.
I have a friend. And then I have a friend who has a friend, and then I have a friend who has a friend who has a friend. All in the last year, they've lost their home to a faulty, not even really faulty, I don't even want to call it faulty, to a garage refrigerator.
That did its job, but, the compressor gets too hot.
It gets too hot because in the summer in Kansas City, it's like 110 degrees, and so it doesn't know what to do with all of that stuff. And so it heats and heats and heats and heats and heats, and then boom, you don't have a house.
It heats to cool.
Yes, overheats mm-hmm. to cool. And yep. So the fact that she said three patients say my husbands are so mad, tell Dana to stop talking about garage fires.
Is that really true?
Yes, that's so funny. I swear to you.
That's so I still funny. Need to tell my mother to remove the garage refrigerator.
Well, I told Chris yesterday, get it out of there. I go, how old is this thing? And he goes, really old.
What, did you unplug it?
We have not yet because there's so much freezer food in there. But like that this weekend.
Do you ever use it? So the food in there is probably not even good.
It's freezer burned.
You're not even following your own advice.
Well, because I didn't know about it until yesterday, and my girlfriend sent me these photos of this garage and charred cars. And
what if today's the day that the compressor gets too
bomb
hot?
Bomb landed on the house.
I mean, you're sitting on a ticking time bomb in that garage, Dana.
You know what that garage refrigerator is good for? Me bumping into it with the front of my car. That's all I do. I just bump into it every time I pull in the car.
Honest to goodness, I do not have a refrigerator in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I don't drink either. I don't understand the purpose.
Ours is a freezer, and it's for overflow.
Yeah, same with ours. We use it for extra freezer space.
You have one, too.
And so we learned yesterday, we're not going to relitigate this, you can actually buy a specific type of fridge or freezer.
They're called Garage Ready.
They're called Garage Ready, yep. But look, we don't use it enough to go out and spend another whatever $1,000 on a garage-ready freezer. We're just going to get rid of it.
Apparently, there is also some sort of adapter that makes your indoor fridge compatible. I don't know.
Anyway, it's on podcast from yesterday.
Somebody in the text line says, drats, I have tickets to see Sister Act on the 20th. So bummed out I won't be able to see Dana in the show. Sister Act on the 20th will be Bill Hurlbrink, the weather guy from Channel 5. who used to do traffic here on KMBZ.
That's right. He did used to do traffic for us, didn't he?
Yep.
Amazing, but not Dana Wright.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
I am
Bill
so excited.
Bill Hurlbrink is fine.
Bill will be a great pope. I will be a better pope.
Are you guys are all the pope?
We're all the pope. That's why it's so funny.
Okay. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Here we go. Looking for a competitive edge to attract and retain teachers during ongoing staff shortages, the Independent School Board is considering, in fact, they agreed yesterday to study transitioning to a four-day instructional week. The board unanimously voted to explore the idea, so they haven't put it into effect yet. Potentially joining a statewide trend of more Missouri districts adopting shorter school weeks, Independent Superintendent Dale Hurl telling the board that the district's study would be a long process, and if approved, the change would not be implemented this upcoming school year. Says Superintendent Hurl, this is about attracting and retaining staff. All you've got to do is turn on the TV. It seems like the last week to 2 weeks, every other story, whether it's on CNN or locally, they're talking about a teacher shortage or the bus driver shortage, which we are experiencing. As of this upcoming school year, Dana Wright, nearly a quarter of Missouri-side school districts, mostly in smaller systems in rural areas, have moved to a four-day school week. And these moves have occurred over the last decade. Some have tacked on an extra half hour to an hour to the end of the school day so that they continue to meet the number of instructional hours required by the state. Now, I'm not aware of any major school district in the Kansas City metropolitan area that currently goes to four-day instructional weeks. Independence, it's my understanding, would be the first if they go to this. They are considering it. The superintendent said it would not happen this year, but they are seriously considering it. So read that. If we do it, it'll be in the 23-24 school year.
I know enough about the mayor's tweet about this to be dangerous if I can't pull it up because it was last night when I saw it.
I'll see if you put it on Facebook.
But he basically said, Independents, do not do this. He said, as a young child, I can tell you exactly what I would have been doing on that extra fifth day. Here it is. As a kid who would have been unsupervised, watching The Price is Right and then stories during the extra day off, I continue to question the educational value of this move that's being described as one for cost cutting. It is unproven, he says, that this is going to be a cost cutting measure. I hope Independent Schools says no.
It would be a cost-cutting measure, not in staff. The reason that school districts that have done this have cited cost-cutting is because of the utilities. Obviously, you keep the lights off. You don't use the heater or the air conditioning as much. It would be a three-day weekend, whether they build that on as a Monday off or a Friday off. I don't believe that the day off would come on a Wednesday. I don't think.
Then explain to me, if it's not cost cutting and you still have to have the same number of teachers at the head of that class, where is the benefit other than hosing all of the parents of young children who then have to scramble to figure out what to do with their kids on that fifth day?
Like I said, the cost cutting comes from turning the lights off. I'm not kidding you. I had a conversation with my brother this morning, who is a vice principal, who said you would not believe, we actually talked about and it had nothing to do with this story, the cost in utilities that school districts pay every year just to keep the lights on. Think about this, in a major high school, okay? Think your Liberty High, your Lee Summit North, your Mill Valley, your Olathe North. That is a two, sometimes three-story building. Think about all the lights, all the computers,
you're
all
starting
the air
to sound like my dad. Put a sweater on if you're cold.
No, I'm not saying that.
Because you're not going to be able for one day to shut down an entire air conditioning system to one of these buildings. It would have to work twice as hard to then re-air condition the building when you crank it back up.
Not necessarily. When the temperature goes back down at night, and then you just put it back where it belongs on the day when everybody's coming back.
This is a stretch.
Think about this.
Best.
Think about this. How many days are kids, or check that, how many weeks are kids in school? Would you, every year, would you say 30?
52 minus, let's say, 14.
Okay. 9 months, roughly.
Yeah.
So 9 months times four is 36.
Yeah.
So if you take one day out of those 36 weeks and then take off a couple weeks when they're on holiday anyway, so you're looking at roughly 30 days a year where you're not using the AC as much or the heater as much, you're not using the lights, you're basically saving a month's worth of utilities.
Now, there is an issue with that because you would have to assume that there's still going to be extracurricular activities that would take place on those days. I bet you the football team's not going to randomly say, oh, well, just kidding, now we're only going to practice
football
4 days a week.
Football team practices outside.
But they still have to use the locker rooms. They do workouts in the weight room, the gym.
That's one room.
I want to know from someone in administration, what does the school save during the 3 months that that building is empty? Or 2.5 months during which that building is empty?
It's also not empty in that time because there's summer school classes.
I'm thinking more elementary and middle, and ours are shut down, Sam.
So are ours. Telephone number. And by the way, it's not just for saving money. It's also for teacher retention and recruitment.
There I can start to see, you want to come work a four-day work week, come to independent schools.
If I'm a teacher in the Liberty School District, okay, and I'm working 5 days a week raising your kids, and I could go down to Independence and get a three-day weekend or a day off in the middle of the week, two on, one off, two on, two off.
Do they get the same vacation package?
Well, I'm imagining they probably would, because you would add an hour to a half hour every day so that you're getting the same number of state-required instructional hours.
Now, that would make it more compatible for parents to pick up and drop off while the days that they're in school, but then we have the issue of the day that they're not in school.
That is an enormous issue for a lot of parents.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Already folks are calling in. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them. 913-586-7798. Parents, would love to hear from you. Teachers, we would love to hear from you. 913-586-7798. I'm going to do a little bit more research, but what I'm seeing is that school districts that go to a 4 day school week instead of five, which the independent school district voted unanimously, or the school board voted unanimously last night to begin exploring the idea of a 4 day school week. School districts save on average.
We're directing them to have a dialogue to start.
Right.
Dialoguing.
School districts save about 3% of their costs.
And by the way, we did have somebody call in who didn't want to go on the air. They wanted to remain anonymous, who said that they have direct knowledge of what's going on in the independent school district. You can imagine where I'm going with that. Who said that it's all about recruitment. It's not about budget.
Because at 3% of cost, that is nominal for the pain it is going to create for families. So you might be able to recruit more teachers. Hey, come on over here for a 4 day work week. How many families are you going to lose because they say we cannot have our kids enrolled in a school where it's 4 days? Because then for families, Scott, what you're doing is shifting the cost and the burden back to mom and dad to now have to pay for childcare.
That's a fair point.
For that fifth day.
But for teachers, you have opened up a window they cannot get anywhere else unless they are at the moment going to go to a rural school district.
But before we go to the phones, this is from edweek.org. They looked at this. New research examines the benefits and drawbacks of the 4 day week. Now, they say the 4 day week is enormously popular among parents and students. It typically saves districts a small but not intangible amount of cash. And on their day out of school, students then are typically, and these are going to be high schoolers, working, doing errands, or spending time with family, research shows, not running wild.
Yeah. School districts save about 3%.
It's not enough.
According to the same article that you're reading from. Let's go to Aaron. What up?
Hey, so I saw a story on the news last night, I believe, and or yesterday, and there's 140 some odd school districts in Missouri that already do this, Lathrop being the closest to us and the first in the metro area, or the first in the state to go to the four-day class week. And you're griping about having child care. Most school districts, if they go to that, they offer child care for low or no cost to most students. And so, or a parent that normally it doesn't work, you know, they open a child care facility. So you're creating more jobs.
Oh, that's a great idea. Like one mom would be the daycare person for that Friday for however many kids.
Sure. And now, Dana, someone who loves going on vacations, imagine when your kids were little that you could plan a three-day weekend every week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And you could take them on the train and go visit Chicago, or you could, you know, it does open up more opportunities to do those things. Let me give you a little bit more from this study. It was released October 2nd, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and more than 1,600 U.S. school districts have adopted this model in 2019-2020. I'm going to say that again. More than 1,600 U.S. school districts have done this. That was the pandemic year, but they've done it. In some states, it represents a significant widespread restructuring. They interviewed more than 400 parents, teachers, administrators, and students in Idaho, New Mexico, Oklahoma, all of these places, and found a couple of things. When the timing was all added up, districts in the sample using the four-day schedule had a longer day by about 50 minutes, but over the course of the year, averaged about 58 fewer hours of school. That's kind of nominal.
Bold prediction. Independence is going to go to a four-day school week in about a year from now. This is just a prediction on my part. And every school district in the Kansas City Metro follows suit within 2 years.
More from the study. The four-week day did not appear to affect student absenteeism rates or result in more food insecurity for students. And those kids spent significantly more time on school sports and on chores than those in five-day weeks.
It may work. And by the way, if you're wondering about grades and instruction, the same study that's posted at edweek.org found there was no difference. And by no, I mean 0.05 difference in test scores.
I find it hard to believe that it doesn't impact those who need those school meals, though. Because for a lot of students in a lot of districts that are not as wealthy,
it's critical to
that's
have
their only
lunch.
Food is when they show up 15 minutes early in the morning, they get the breakfast, get the lunch.
But Sam, if Aaron is right, that in a lot of the school districts, Lathrop and some of the others,
or you would provide Y-Care or whatever.
They would provide some sort of district-sponsored daycare on that day off. Those students who still come to school for the daycare, you know, think JCPRD or whatever in Johnson County, they would still be fed.
So instead of having teachers on staff, they have babysitters on staff.
Yes.
Daycare providers.
Daycare providers. Okay, and it would be, they do arts and crafts. We had kids in Y-Care for a couple of years. Parents and students, according to this study, given the choice, overwhelmingly said they favored the four-day model. 69% of parents said they wanted it. Loved it. Let's keep it. 85% of students said they loved it.
The 50%.
The other 15%, you're
they're
lying.
Nerds. Nerds. Quick
get
break.
Get me back in calculus.
586-7798.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some people pointed out that a 4-day school week, which Independence is looking into, they have not approved it. They would be, if they do approve it, it would likely be for the 2023-2024 school year. The superintendent says it would not be for this school year, but they are going to look into it. A number of people on the text line pointed out parents could get behind this because it would free up a day where they could take kids to doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, without having to take them out of school.
So I'm going to get a little bit more into the weeds of this edweek.org article that is talking about the study of other districts that have done this. And one of the biggest things they found in smaller districts and in smaller towns, so not necessarily Independent, Scott, this has been overwhelmingly popular for the very reason you just stated, where if you've got to drive 45 minutes to find your dentist or go to a physician's appointment, that extra day frees up, like, the high school kids especially, to go get that stuff done.
Telephone number here is 586-7798. Let's go to Doug. He is in the city of Independence. Hello, Doug.
Hey, probably the biggest savings on this for the school districts would be in transportation, not having to do that one day a week of running the buses and bus drivers, except for extracurriculars. That's going to cut your transportation budget at least 10-15%. That's probably the biggest savings there. As far as everything else on that edweek.org, that's always a great resource. Mondays and Fridays are typically the lowest attendance days in schools, and the way the state figures the attendance formula, having one less day of that and one of those low days cut out would be a tremendous help to school districts. And I think one of the biggest assets of going to a 4-day week is making that one day a teacher professional development day, where they can really spend a day focusing in on things like trauma-sensitive schools, those programs, some of the safety programs that are obviously a high point right now. Academics curriculum's changing a lot right now. The state just changed their school evaluation system to a new model this year. So, or they revised it anyway. So there's a lot of things going on that extra day could really help teachers with professional development time that they currently don't get.
They don't have it, and they end up doing it on their own time. Now, Doug, I don't think that's going to work for recruitment if Independent says, hey, we're going to go to a 4-day learning week, but on that 5th day, you've got to be here. I think
Actually, it will work. Having been in that role of recruiting teachers, that is one of the first things teachers ask is, what kind of professional development programs do you have?
Okay.
They want to know how you're going to be supported. They want to know how they can grow professionally. And, you know, right now you have a lot of teachers dropping out because of the amount of stress and things that have gone on. To be able to have that extra day where they can you know, a district can say, this is how we're going to support you, is huge. So when they talk about recruitment, that's one of the big selling points.
Doug, thank you for the call. I'm curious how many of our listeners have that built into their lives the way teachers do not, where on Monday, that is your email catch-up professional development day. On Tuesday, you meet with clients. On Wednesday, maybe you meet with clients. Thursday, you do this. And then Friday's a free day. I had someone in a very high-level position tell me a week ago that for mental health, for retaining talent, and for recruiting talent, if you, in whatever job you're doing, not just education, if you give people that one day just to breathe and catch up, like just today is the day that you get to answer emails, clear the decks, do all of the crap that is clogging your head that makes it harder for you to do your job. Mm-hmm. It's amazing for retention of employees.
3226 writes, you're so short-sighted. A four-day work week is the future for the American worker and kids in schools. I don't know that we are opposed necessarily. I actually like the idea of a four-day school week.
I didn't like it until the caller said the schools provide for the elementary kids on-site, basically daycare.
So,
why care?
So wait, so I understand. You are now in favor of a four-day school
I'm
week or not?
I'm more in favor of it since I read the edweek.org study. And more in favor of it if, for the little ones, there's some relief for mom and dad. Because you can't just say, we're doing right. this. Oh, and now, by the way,
understood.
You have to quit your job on a fifth day and you've got to find a sitter, to, you know, all of that stuff.
As long as there's like a JCPRD on something. That Monday or Friday or Wednesday, if they, for whatever reason, pick the middle of the week to take the day. I would imagine it would be a Monday or a Friday. But I love the idea of a four-day school week. And I am not opposed now, granted, the radio station would be different because, let's be honest, we don't work 8 hours a day. But I, for people who do 8, 10, 12 hours a day, I love the idea of a four-day work week.
But I don't think that's feasible for most companies. I don't think that's going to become the norm. And so I think to that texter's point of being short-sighted, what if you have these students who are accustomed to only being in class for 8 hours a day, 4 days a week, and then they get to the real world, and all of a sudden they're expected to be there for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
I want my three-day weekend back.
That's going to be a problem.
Well, but wait a minute. Why is it so inconceivable for businesses, some businesses, to go to a four-day work week if this is at least being considered by the independent school district in the idea that it would attract and help retain people to work in the district or keep people who already do? Why wouldn't private businesses consider something similar, going to a four-week? We live in a very tight labor market right now.
Because that's 8 hours and an entire day that they're not making money.
The bosses would argue that, but they would also argue, well, you're going to work 10 hours every day for 4 days instead of 8 hours for five.
Except for the studies that say that when you do work the 10-hour day, for at least four of those hours you're unproductive because you're going to be stuck there for 10 hours.
The one thing I will give you with respect to the kids loving this is when you think about those kids who then go off to college, how many kids specifically build in a free day on Fridays? Free beer Fridays.
Beg your pardon? Where's the free beer?
I did it to where I only had classes
daughter.
3 days a week.
There's a free beer Friday. A lot of people do that, Sam, where they will front load the earlier part of the week or they'll take more classes Monday, Tuesday, maybe a lab on Wednesday, so that they can get all their credit hours in and they can have Friday off.
Let's go to Nino in Kansas City. Hello, Nino.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well.
Fourth-time caller. I know you don't like me, Scott. But
no, I like you fine, Nino. Hang on just a second. Yeah. I'm going to let you speak for sure. I do like you. You are, I think you're intentionally anti-teacher to get a rise out of me.
It's not to get a rise. It's because I have kids, and I live the life of being a father. And as you was, and Michael Mack, I think, was there the last time, we're saying after I hung up, you know, I must be a horrible dad because of my takes on teachers. That's simply not the case. A couple things. When they get home from school, say they get in trouble, there's no doubt I got the teachers back 100%. I'm not one of the parents that go to the school meetings and yell about stuff like this. This 4 day, I wouldn't be at that meeting. I just don't care enough about it. My thing is that while my kids are still young enough, we can't get off at 12:15, which they're going right. to get off 12:15 on Wednesdays where I'm at. They're off at 2:50,
right.
Where they started 8. It's like they're intentionally doing everything possible to irritate people. And I say that it works real jobs is what I said. That I guess is,
you know, let me weigh in here as a mother of four who went through that for many, many years. The three dreaded words for all parents: early release day.
Yeah, no doubt.
I hated early release day.
As long as there's a place to go after,
yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do four. Let's go, heck, let's do two. I mean, they're not getting much done in there anyway. Let's shave down to three. Is it recruiting? Is it, that one guy called, is it mental health? I mean, let's be real. They have 3 months off out of the year to get
there
pregnant and go to Hawaii.
They've
got plenty. What?
Nothing. Continue, Nino. You're anti-teacher.
There's plenty of time to do that.
Yep.
If you know you're going to a profession making $30,000 a year, well, why don't you pick up a job the other 3 months like firefighters do? There's a lot of firefighters that have window cleaning companies and all kinds of side stuff. Use that as an opportunity, as a springboard to make more money.
But you know, at the end of the day, are you for this?
No one cares about me wanting to go down to the beach in a van. That's my passion.
Are you
paying me? I got to have a YouTube channel to fund that.
Are you for this or, Nino, are you for this or against this, the 4-day learning week?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as they don't have to be at home all day. And me or the wife has to come home and take off our job to deal with teachers having to get their minds clear. Give me a break.
Okay.
Give me a break. And how is that so far-fetched, Scott? That I say 3 months off to do whatever. How was that?
Well, because I think a lot of teachers would argue that they don't just sit around and do whatever. And
what
quite frankly,
they do grade papers for 3 months.
Well,
they claim they grade papers all night long. The curriculum doesn't change from year to year. 2 + 2 is still 4.
Okay.
You know, my template of grading a paper is not going to change, man. If I'm teaching eighth grade, George Washington did the same stuff every year.
Well, yes, but we still have to grade your kids' paper in case they don't know that George Washington.
How about we do stuff online and it's a click.
Okay.
Nino, this is why I don't answer your questions, because you constantly and rudely interrupt me when I try
to
answer you.
What happened when I was gone?
Nino is very anti-teacher. He's very anti-public education, and he calls in and he says things like, all teachers do is take 3 months off in the summer and go to Hawaii, and then points out that they only make $30,000 a year. He's doing it to get a rise out of me, and sometimes, like right now, he's very successful.
I am not ready to say he is anti-teacher. I will say the last 40 seconds of that conversation is going to do nothing but tick off everyone listening that works in education. Because they will tell you that this is a passion, this is a calling. Right. They don't do it for the money. God knows they don't make any money. And then they honestly don't get 3 months off. It's more like two. Now, if you want to make the argument that there are too many in-service days and early release days, I can completely have that conversation. I heard frustration in his voice that if we go to that fifth day, why does that have to affect my job, is what he was saying, where now I have to, because they're getting this, what he considers to be a perk. Now I have to figure this out on day 5 when most people listening work 5 days a week.
Nino is what you would call an agent provocateur. No, he is.
What the Sam Hill happened when I was gone?
He does this all the time. And he minimizes the idea that teachers work a lot of hours and they're stressed out babysitting his kids.
Most students in the study in the 4-day districts, and remember, they looked at, 1,600 of them, 80% of high school students and 90% of elementary students spent their, quote, off day at home. They spent the off day at home, meaning, Scott, they're not out running around, and I'm not saying they're not getting into trouble at home, but they're not necessarily picking up a job. They're not necessarily running errands. 80 to 90% of them spent that off day in the home.
Okay. Telephone number is 586-7798.
What just happened?
Nino called.
I'm all over here wanting to talk about Choco Tacos, and Miss Universe has some changes coming.
Nino does this all the time. He has, for whatever reason, a burr in his saddle for teachers. He just does.
Okay, Dan Rather.
Is that phrase part of your
EDC? Did you just
EDC?
Say a burr in his saddle?
Yeah, he's got a burr in his saddle over teachers.
Well, therefore, I think that we should henceforth go to break.
Jinx. Okay. Gently relaxed after Nino's call. Burr out of my saddle.
What happened? Talking about burrs and saddles?
You doing all right in there, buddy?
Have you guys never heard that term, burr
in
the saddle?
No, I've heard Dan Rather say things like that, and people just scratch their heads and go, well, there was another weird thing that came out of Dan's mouth.
Furthermore.
No, burr in the saddle.
Yeah.
There's a website here that I found. It says the worst cities to live in each state. I'm going through it, and I'm looking for the Kansas and Missouri cities. I haven't found them yet, but when I do, I'll let you know.
Hey, I don't want you counting your chickens over there.
It's hotter than riding around in a bikini on a hot day with leather seats in your car. Emily in Kansas City.
Stretch.
That was actually a Dan Ratherism.
Hi, Emily. I bet you're as fit as a butcher's dog. Go ahead.
Hey, I come from a school district in Northwest Missouri that went to four-day work weeks or whatever about, oh gosh, almost 10 years ago, I feel. And they said that the main reason why they did that was because cutting the budget because of school bus usage. They wanted to run the they could only afford to run the buses for 4 days a week as opposed to the five.
I had not even thought about the transportation costs because I just don't believe the electricity cost. I think it's going to be nominal until that caller weighed in and said it's going to be the bus cost. And Emily, did the town collapse and fall apart when they went to 4 days, or is everybody figured it out and happy?
I think everybody's figured it out. My mom was an educator at that school for 25 plus years. And she, I know, like, her, from her personal standpoint, she really enjoyed, you know, having that extra day off. Theirs is Mondays, and they still do it. Everything's fine. But the problem is that what they're experiencing in Northwest Missouri and probably all over the state is the towns are getting smaller and smaller, and so schools are either shutting or they're having to consolidate.
Right.
Where, you know, like one town houses like the high school, and the next town over will house the middle school. You know, they don't have enough people to field like full sports teams, you know, so they go to eight-man football, or they don't have it at all. So it's so sad to see like what's going on, you know, with the smaller towns. But where I come from, it was because of the transportation issue.
Wow.
Yeah. That's shakier than cafeteria Jell-O. David and Lee Summit. David, hello.
How's it going, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, just another thought is, if it's all about teacher recruitment and getting more teachers and things like that, why don't they still keep the 5-day work weekend and split the teachers to where they're working 4 days?
And rotate them, David?
Yeah, like this week is going to be all, or the first part of the week is going to be all your history and your math and your English, and then the last half is, you know, Tuesday through Friday would be your other core classes, and it'd be kind of a scheduling nightmare, but that way the teachers are getting a 4-day week. They would have a couple extra hours every day at the end of the day to do planning and things like that, and then the students could go all week long.
David, you are absolutely right, and many hands make light work.
Yeah, that's right. That'll have people standing up like they got stuck with hat pins.
Are you guys okay in there?
I'm actually reading Dan Ratherisms
Sam,
from the Los
Angeles
Times.
A rolling stone gathers no moss.
Well, that's right. It's as cross as a snapping turtle.
Burr in a saddle. What is wrong with you?
Quick break for the news here on Dana and
Parks.
Out.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.